Offside.
Prvič tragedija, drugič farsa. Avstrijski predsednik Alexander van der Bellen je po pričakovanjih predal mandat za sestavo vlade Herbertu Kiklu, predsedniku skrajno desne avstrijske svobodnjaške stranke. V soboto so namreč po petkovem odstopu liberalne stranke Neos od koalicijskih pogajanj ta dokončno propadla med konzervativno avstrijsko ljudsko stranko in pa socialdemokrati, zaradi česar je kot kancler in vodja stranke odstopil Karl Nehammer. Za koalicijska pogajanja, ki trajajo že od konca septembrskih volitev, je ljudski stranki OVP mandat predal predsednik van der Bellen. Predsednik države je sprva preskočil zmagovalce volitev svobodnjake, saj z njimi po volitvah v koalicijo ni bila pripravljena stopiti nobena od drugih strank. Po odstopu Nehammerja pa je vodstvo konzervativcev prevzel začasni vodja Christian Stoker, ki je izjavil, da so sedaj konzervativci pripravljeni sodelovati s svobodnjaki. Politično dogajanje povzame profesor avstrijske politike Reinhard Heinisch z Univerze v Salzburgu.
Two days ago, the liberals pulled out of negotiations saying there was not enough common ground for three parties to form a government that would be an alternative to the Freedom Party. The Freedom Party came in first in the last in the September elections, but the three runners-up, the three subsequent parties, had said they would not form a coalition with the Freedom Party, but it would instead try to form an alternative government. But they've been negotiating for almost 100 days. Given that Austria is facing economic problems and these parties, these three parties, were ideologically very different from each other, they just couldn't agree on how to address the budget deficit. Would you want to raise taxes or would you cut spending? These are all very, very big issues. So the small Liberal Party pulled out. And on the second day, then the conservatives, who had been asked by the Austrian president to form a government, finally came out with a statement saying that they will end these negotiations. And the chancellor then announced his resignation. And that sort of created the crisis in which we were in. And given that these parties cannot no longer form a government with each other, no longer willing to do so, that means that the Austrian president has indicated that he might now ask the leader of the Freedom Party to form a government. The Freedom Party was the clear winner of the elections in September, and currently the leader of the Freedom Party is in meeting with the Austrian president. The assumption is that he will be asked, he will receive a mandate to form a government, and the conservatives have already indicated if the leader of the Freedom Party receives a mandate or receives the order to try to form a government, there are people in the Conservative Party willing to do a deal with the Freedom Party, and they're willing to negotiate. And so that would then mean Austria would have a government led by the Freedom Party. The chancellor would likely be the leader of the Freedom Party, Mr. Kickl, and the Conservative Party would be the junior partner in that coalition.
Če bi prišlo do sodelovanja med OVP in svobodnjaki, bi namreč slednji prvič v avstrijski zgodovini prevzeli vodilen položaj v vladi. Več o novi potencijalni sestavi koalicije pove sogovornik.
This would be a new scenario in Austria. The Freedom Party never was in charge of a government, never had a government at the national level. It was a junior partner on three occasions in the past. And Mr. Kickl has, in the election campaign, looked at Hungary as a model. He was a strong critic of the European Union. He's also a strong critic of the European policy towards Russia. So in all of this would be quite unprecedented in Austria, and there are a lot of people who are concerned about the future of liberal democracy in Austria. But what exactly, first of all, it's not quite clear whether indeed the Freedom Party will be asked to form government. We assume that's what the meeting with the president is all about. And secondarily, we don't know what the outcome of these negotiations would be like and who would receive which portfolios. Would the Freedom Party have the foreign office, the foreign ministry, or would that remain with the would that remain with the conservatives, for example?
Po mnenju Hajniša je imela odločitev predsednika, da preskoči svobodnjake, vpliv na njihovo popularnost.
Now the president had ruled out and had said this many times before that he didn't wish to see Mr. Kikl in government. He wants a pro-European government, and he also justified his decision to skip the Freedom Party by saying the other parties had told him they would be unwilling to do a deal with the Freedom Party. So he saw himself justified to ignore the election winner and just go straight to the Freedom Party. Go straight to the Conservatives. However, in the public, this was criticized and this was perceived as somewhat undemocratic or was running against Austrian democratic tradition. And that means the Freedom Party has been able to capitalize on this, and in opinion polls has massively increased their support. So they went from about 29% to more than 35%, at least that's what the public polling is indicating. Since the election, the Freedom Party have also won by a landslide regional elections in Styria, in Austrian Styria. So as a result, the assumption is if there were elections now, the Freedom Party would come back and even be stronger than they were in September. And therefore, those who are concerned about the strength of the Freedom Party are also concerned about what new elections would bring.
Avstrijska ljudska stranka je ob spremembi vodstva stranke postala potencialni partner svobodnjakov, toda to je po sogovornikovem mnenju zgolj del širše strategije OVP, ki si lahko obeta tudi vrnitev bivšega kanclerja Sebastiana Kurca.
Another scenario was whether Mr. Kurz would come back. Kurz was the sort of political star that the Conservative Party had in the 2000s, and whose government then collapsed, and he now left politics and went into the private sector. But he's still seen by many the Conservative Party as a future hope, and who could come back and rescue the Conservatives from their malaise. Kurz seems to have indicated he is currently not willing, but it seems there's indication he may be willing in some future stage. So that could be a game plan that the Conservatives are saying, okay, we'll do now a deal with the Freedom Party for maybe 1 or 2 years, but then we break that coalition and we'll try to have new elections a little bit downstream. An indication of that is also to some extent that no one has ruled out that Kurz will not come back at some point in the future, and that the current leader, the Conservative Party, just elected a new leader. But that new leader is widely considered an interim person, someone who he's not going to be there for the long haul. He's also elderly. So in that sense, that would also indicate that for the Conservatives, this could be they're playing for time. This is simply a transition, how to get through a tough spot and strong economic problems, how the Conservatives can stay on in power. But in the long run, they have another strategy.
Sogovornik podrobneje razloži tudi to, da je bilo za preobrat konzervativcev glede sodelovanja s svobodnjaki ključno gospodarstvo prijazno krilo stranke.
So what seems to have happened is that in the conservative part, the process seems to have been driven by the business wing. The Freedom Party had proposed a very business-friendly agenda. in the run-up to the elections in September, including cutting the corporate tax rate by almost in half to the 10%. And there was indication that ever since the negotiations started, that the business wing in the Conservative Party, particularly outside Vienna, was very much opposed to any deal with the left for fear of taxes going up. So it seems that the Conservative and the Conservative Freedom Party will probably be able to agree on a very business-friendly agenda, on tax cuts.
Nova vlada se bo soočala z več ekonomskimi težavami, kjer pa ne svobodnjaki, ne konzervativci nimajo izdelanega načrta, imata pa stranki več skupnih mnenj na področju kulture in imigracij. Več o tem pove sogovornik.
Austria is facing a deficit, is that facing deficit proceedings by the European Union. Austria would have to save between 5 and 6 billion euros a year, almost 20 billion over the next several years. Austria is also massively affected by the economic slump in Germany, so it's not clear how that would be offset. The Conservative Party and the Freedom Party clearly agree on issues of immigration, culture and identity. The Freedom Party and the Conservatives are already in coalitions at the state level in several Austrian provinces. And what we see there is there are restrictions on that you can't wear a veil if you work for the state government. There'll be probably changes in the immigration policy would become even more restrictive, though it is actually quite restrictive in Austria. But there's going to be a lot of symbolism, probably we're going to see a lot of symbolic politics where, gender, the idea of gender correct language in public discourse is an issue that is both dear to the Conservatives and the Freedom Party. So we're going to see sort of these symbolic and politically cultural issues that will be played up and that certainly important to certain voters.
Politika nove vlade pod vodstvom svobodnjakov sicer ni jasno razvidna, saj je stranka že ob kandidaturi na volitvah objavila pomankljiv program.
In the program of the Freedom Party. And the program was very vague. The Freedom Party is a party that promises a lot, that promises things that are popular all around, but they're very vague when it comes to actually what they're going to do in terms of balancing the budget. So we'll see. That's unclear. But our assumption is immigration, cultural sort of symbolic politics, tax cuts, and probably nothing that is too substantial. I guess the hope is that Austria will get through the economic crisis, tax revenue will increase again, and the parties can then move into new elections, probably and capitalize on some positive momentum and capitalize on the fact that the opposition parties are very much poorly organized to compete.
Preostale stranke so svobodnjaki na septembrskih volitvah močno prehiteli, saj so jih razdirali interni spori. Svobodnjaki pa so bili bolj vešči v rabi socialnih omrežij, ter so dosegli več mlajših in politično neangažiranih volivcev.
The Social Democrats, the largest opposition party, is constantly busy with itself. It argues, they argue amongst themselves. The Green Party, after having been in government for several years, needs to sort of also reinvent itself. It's quite exhausted. And the agenda now has sort of moved away from them. And the small Liberal Party, NEOS, it will probably remain a relatively marginal party in the future. And that means that the Conservatives and the Freedom Party probably have a lot of room to maneuver. And they're very good also in terms of communication, to communicate their policies quite effectively. So even if policies are not very substantively effective. I would imagine they are nonetheless able to present them in a way that they are seen as more effective. And Mr. Kickl is an extremely able communicator, probably the best communicator in Austrian politics. And the Freedom Party was very effective in the elections, probably much more effective than the other parties, to communicate their agenda and to communicate their narrative. They're particularly strong in social media, and they're particularly strong in reaching younger voters and sort of voters who are less tuned into watching the evening news and reading sort of the mainstream news, sort of older voters.
Za konec sogovornik pojasnjuje, da se bo Kickl zgledoval po Madžarski in zaobšel politično moč konzervativcev.
Kickl is a much more strategic actor, and who's looking towards Hungary as a potential model, both in terms of foreign policy and in terms of domestic policy. And I think he will offer exactly the concerns what the conservatives need. They're concerned about transferring resources from the federal government to the different states, where the conservatives are very strong, so there's financial needs, and to keep the business faction quiet. And I think that will allow Mr. Kickl to shape the sort of identity-based, the sort of sociocultural agenda.
Po pričakovani predaji mandata svobodnjakom Avstrija tako stopa po dobro uhojeni poti oportunističnega sodelovanja med ustaljenimi konzervativnimi politiki in skrajno desnico. Oportunizem in prepričanje, da bo sodelovanje začasno, skrajna desnica pa sila, ki jo bo možno nadzirati, je nekaj, kar bi morali naši nemško govoreči sosedje že dobro poznati. Če se nam poleg tega obeta še povratek cepelinov, pa na aktualno politični redakciji komaj čakamo na izgradnjo cepelina Van der Belen. Offside je pripravila Vida, zraven je sedela Tija.